And in Yoni Chanukah, the Bach Pesimin Tafresh Ayin, he asks that Chanukah is different than Purim. On Purim, we're kaveyed l'mishta v'simcha. And on Chanukah, we're kaveyed not l'mishta l'simcha. As what's the chilek? As he explains, it's tali what the Nes was and what the Yeshua was, how we're kaveyed the Yontif. As he explains, by Chanukah, Iker agzeira hoysa alshis rashlu ma'avoida. As this Bach is a very sadistic Bach, you know, things go on, it becomes hard to learn, it becomes hard to do mitzvahs. Why did it happen? Why does Hashem make zeris like that on Yidden? As you see over here, it starts off when we're misrashal ba'avoida and we're not Eved Hashem Karoi. Was then Hashem makes a lot of tirdus and a lot of moinim that we can't be Oved Hashem Kiroi. As that's how Chanukah happened, the Gzeris of the Yevonim. They were misakin, they should be mevatel the void of the Beis Hamikdash. As what was the tikkun? The tikkun was, Ukishechazu b'shuva limsor nafsham ala avoida hashim Hashem ayidei akoinim oivdei avoida bebeis Hashem. As what's the tshuva? The tshuva is not just to do avodas Hashem, but now if we want to get the avoda back, we have to be moiser nefesh for the avoda. And when we're moiser nefesh for the avoda, as then Hashem gives us the avoda back. As this is a big lesson in life. You know, many times in life we have different things. We're so busy, we don't have time for learning, we don't have time to work on our midos, we don't have time for our davening. And the more life goes on, the harder and harder it gets. As the lesson of Chanukah is a very powerful lesson to all of us. That you know why it's so hard? Because, you know, we didn't exactly put all our koiches into Avodas Hashem the way we should. And every person has his rashlosh, his nisyonos. So what's the tikkun? If we'll put an extra effort and really put an effort into doing what's right, as then we'll see, there'll be tremendous shiata d'shmaya. And over there, it was a mysterious nefesh. It looked like a couple of people are going to fight thousands and millions of people. It's impossible. Many of us look at it. If we're going to sit down and learn, it's impossible for me to learn. I'm so busy. I'm so run down from my day. I have so much going on, family, the office. It's impossible. I just push it, don't have time. To daven? You kidding? If you would get up as early as me, you wouldn't be able to have kavana too. Chesed, midos. Oh, you should see my nesiyanis. It's mamish impossible. That's how we all look. In Be'emes, everyone looks at it that way. That's the nesiyanis we have. But we learn from Chanukah a very powerful lesson. Even if it looks to you like it's impossible. But if you put the effort into it, and you're mechazik yourself, and you try, as you'll see, nisim v'neflois will happen. Not only will you be able to, but you'll accomplish so much more than you ever thought and you ever dreamed. But the ikar is we have to come back with a chizik. Dalet dvarim srichim chizik. The Gemara in Brachos Lamed Beis says, Torah, avoida, and midos derech eretz. These are things that if we're not going to be mechazik, they're automatically going to go down the drain because life pulls us in so much directions. And that's the lesson of Chanukah. And what was the Nes? The Nes was with a menorah. Hashem made a Nes with the menorah. As why did Hashem made a Nes with the menorah? As the Bach says something, Abba Behelim the Bach, maybe we could suggest another pshat. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. The Ner of the Menorah is a simon for the Nishmas Adam. Every human being has a beautiful neshama that could shine so bright. Just a whole year round, we're misrashel. We don't have time to invest in our neshama. We have so much on our heads, so much to do. But if a person takes the extra effort and really works on his ruchnius, on his midas, as then his neshama will shine bright, much more than he ever thought. And even if he thinks for his ruchnis de kekaychis, all he has is a little pach shemen for ruchnis. All I have is 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes a day for ruchnis. But that pach shemen could take you for the rest of your life. that hashpa, that beautiful light that'll come into your life, that could light up your life and light up your neshama and make you into a different person and help you to see the world in a different light. Because when you invest in your Yiddishkeit and you invest in what's really important, a person is zeicha to another siyata d'shmaya. And that's the remez that the Ner Chanukah is keneged Or HaGonis. You see life with a different life, with a different light. You'll be able to appreciate Avodas Hashem and the meaning of it. And therefore, you'll invest in it differently. When life pulls us away, as we sort of go into a darkness, we don't see Avodas Hashem shining so bright. I don't see my Torah shines bright. I don't see me as a tzaddik that I'm shining so bright. But if we put the effort into it, and we're mischazik, as we'll shine bright, and our Avodas Hashem will have a different look at it, and it'll be meir ba'oifen acher. As that's the message of Ner Chanukah, that'll help us that we should shine bright as people. Our Avodas Hashem should shine bright when we put in the extra effort, and even when it looks very hard and impossible. But when you do the Mesiris Nefesh and you put an effort into it, as that little Pach Shemen of Avodah in everyone's life could really light up your life and go a very, very long way. Shetisku Kulchem to have a Chanukah Me'ira. Me'ira Mikol HaBchinas and Mikol HaBrachas.